Good morning. Today's guest for our Animal Health Update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And Dr. Lisa will update us on why monitoring is important. Dr. Lisa?
Thanks. Emerging diseases can arise at any time and impact both animal and human health. In recent news, an outbreak caused by hantavirus has been reported on people on a cruise ship. This is a zoonotic virus, meaning it affects both humans and animals, and this case is somewhat rare. Another emerging disease, pseudorabies virus, was found recently in a small herd in Iowa, and other diseases, including H5N1 influenza and New World screwworm, are emerging diseases that pose a significant threat to a healthy herd. But how can you, as a producer, be able to expect the unexpected to prevent these emerging threats from harming your herd and be prepared to respond if it's identified? To back up a step, to be able to prevent a disease, you have to monitor for and understand if it's a credible herd health threat. It's also important to know if the threat is high or is it just something to watch and monitor. The Swine Health Information Center was established to monitor and provide information regarding emerging disease threats to the U.S. swine herd. One of our main pillars is monitor and mitigate risk to swine health, and that includes constant scanning of data to identify a potential disease threat. Part of that scanning is to track the disease presence, evaluate trends for disease detection, and assess what's happening globally. The identification of these disease threats helps to circle back and determine if there is enough information to diagnose, manage, and control that disease, or if additional information is needed. For example, SHIC utilizes three distinct monitoring programs to identify emerging disease both within and outside of the U.S. One system is a swine disease reporting system based out of Iowa State that utilizes diagnostic data from six different veterinary diagnostic labs and compiles the test results from all cases submitted. With this data that's collected, veterinarians can help you determine what disease threats are emerging, what age groups are affected, and if the patterns of detection are indeed expected or not. Another program is the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project, based out of the University of Minnesota, that utilizes weekly voluntary reporting of different diseases such as PRRS, PED, porcine delta coronavirus, and Seneca A virus, and represents more than 60% of U.S. sow herds. The goal for this program is to track and analyze disease trends for incidence and prevalence of the pathogen and perform in-depth analysis of disease data to identify changes over time, and then provide information that can lead to mitigations and reduce the impact to production. The third program is the Global Disease Reporting System, also based out of the University of Minnesota, that provides monthly reporting highlighting various pathogens of interest across the globe. And that information can include what's a current outbreak, what's the pathogen, location, and number of animals involved, and other key response activities. But back to the question, how can you as a producer expect the unexpected and prevent these threats from happening in your herd? First off, be aware of diseases that are threats. View the monitoring reports and look at what's happening globally on a monthly basis. Tap into other resources that help you learn about disease threats and pathogens to stay up to date on the latest information. And then lastly, take action for disease prevention and preparedness. So for example, if you're going overseas, take appropriate biosecurity precautions so you're not wearing the same clothing you wore overseas, don't bring meat products back, and have downtime when you return back to your farm. All of this information, including fact sheets, podcasts, and webinars, including monitoring, can be found at swinehealth.org. A little long, but oh well.
No, that's what we want. 4:30 is what we want.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Stop.